Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line. So this summer, just for fun, hopped in my DeLorean and headed for my uncle's farm for a short time. I thought that I would be hunting and fishing. I misunderstood him somehow. So far, there's nothing but chores here to mention. I didn't mind feeding the sows. But how do you milk a cow?
Yes, how do you milk a cow? Well, we won't tell you here on Gray and Ideas Radio, but welcome to another Sunday evening show. And I am Gray and Ideas, and this is the Gray and Ideas Radio Foodie Show. And welcome again to God knows what we'll be talking about after last week. We talked about GMOs, and I'm still here. No one shot me, so that's a good sign. And we'll be following up on our GMO story. And actually have the Food News Jersey Style girl. She's going to be joining us this evening along with my good buddy Brian. So let me introduce the crowd. And first of all, the Food News Jersey Style girl, Laurie. Welcome to the show, Laurie.
Uh-oh,
we got a problem.
Uh-oh. Technical.
I was supposed to play your song, but anyway, that was your happy song. Hold on a second. We can't do this. We can't screw this up. Hold on. Let me try this again. Because
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you?
There you go. That was a little better. Yay. Hey, Laurie.
Hey, and we're getting there with my books. We are getting there closer and closer. Maybe a few more weeks, and we're moving along. Cannot wait.
Little by little, we are getting there. And then, of course, I love to leave him hanging because, you know, it just drives him crazy. The wines are, let me make sure his music is all queued up here, right? The wines are, the dark sides are, of course, our good buddy.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend.
That's my best friend. Hey, Brian.
Good evening, Grill. Good evening, Glory. How are you?
Hello there, my BMF, and I bet you missed me last week.
Oh, but let me tell you something. I did miss you, but I want to give Grill credit. he advertised that he was going to be the lion and he was going to tear into this subject, and he did. But let me tell you something. This lion last week also was tame, and he did it with dignity. So I give you all the credit.
Well, thank you very much. I just listened to the show and actually the replay, and it wasn't half bad. So thank you, Brian. I'll take compliments from you all day long. And I think, you know, the funny thing was I opened this whole show up and told anybody who wanted to come on the show with another opinion, they're welcome to. And you still are tonight. If you'd like to call in, 714-242-5272 about the whole GMO thing, or for that matter, anything, you can call in. But I didn't get a whole lot of flack after that show, so I can't decide whether people weren't really listening. We have numbers that show that they turned us on, or did they turn us off midway through because they got mad? I don't know. But
no, they were afraid of you. People listen.
Right.
But I really think that we presented things properly without going off like lunatics.
Correct.
And,
I
know,
agree with
where's
Brian,
the argument?
100%. Yep.
Where's the argument? You know what? I mean, if this is the right opportunity for me to do a little follow-up on last week, I'll take it. If not, we'll do it later.
No, go ahead.
You make the call. But, you know, I was thinking about this whole thing after the show and during the week and about the words genetically modified. And, you know, the business that I'm in, you know how long they've been genetically modifying fruit and making seedless grapes and seedless oranges and seedless that and making new varietals? I mean, there are like thousands of varietals of apples out there.
Right.
And I think
right.
about this, okay, fine. They did it by grafting, you know, one thing to another, but it's still genetic modification.
Correct.
And we can't bash science.
Yep.
We can't bash science for what they do. You know, scientists have been doing this, you know, ever since they've discovered that they could do it. So, yeah, I personally don't agree with Monsanto. I don't like the company, but they've put this GMO thing on the map.
Yep.
But the thing is that we've been doing it. I mean, we use human beings and animals. When we propagate, don't we genetically modify the DNA of our own and
yes,
make
and
something
fact,
new?
The sad part about it is the more that mankind proceeds on this world, the less genetics. We're getting all thinned out here, guys. So I don't know if you knew that. So back in the day, we were a lot stronger genetically than we are today. But yes, it's all every time two or more get together and make a child. It's genetically modification. So, yeah, you're right. But, you know, because they're doing it in a laboratory, I think that's what freaks people out. And there's all kinds of stories that are floating out there that just aren't true. They're not based on facts. In fact, speaking of that, I was with a customer this past week in California. And, by the way, hello to Randy and Neil and Mark and Mario and Hyde and who else is there? Eli and Gene, if you're listening. But Eli and I got in this conversation. And if Eli, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I got to use you as an example. His wife, and I believe me, there's people out there that have celiac disease. And I believe it's a genetic issue that she's born with. And there's people who are intolerant to the, what do you call them? I already forgot the crap, what's it called? My mind went blank. But the celiac issue with, what is it? Brian, help me here.
What, celiac disease?
Yeah, what is
issue
it?
With gluten?
Gluten, I couldn't think of the word. Anyway, the latest story I just read is that now people are saying the reason why people are gluten intolerant is because of GMOs. It's not true because the wheat industry just recently started marketing the GMO wheat that's out there, and people have been having this gluten intolerance for years and years and years. So it's not true. But see, what happens is somebody takes the ball and runs with these stories, and then everything, it's all because of GMO and Monsanto and all these people, and unless you've got science that goes against what I'm telling, then prove it. But based on everything I've read, a lot of this stuff is hype, and you'll have one person come out with this story, especially with the internet, the way the internet is, and then it just goes viral, and all of a sudden everybody believes whatever they read on the internet. And of course, everything's true on the internet and on Gray and Ideas Radio, of course. So anyway, my point is, don't believe everything you read or hear on the internet. Do your research and really research it. Don't just take people's word for it. So enough of that. If you do want to call in, you're still welcome to call in. If you want to say something about GMOs or anything, please do call in. And I got to tell a story here, because do you remember, Brian, when we had pork barrel barbecue on the radio a few weeks back? Do you remember what I said? Do you remember what I said about bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Well, I said on that show, if you go back and listen to the replay, because we were talking about actually things like FDA and things like that, and you remember he's coming out with the bacon...
Jerky.
Jerky. Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Get this. I said on that radio show, if someone can tell me that bacon is healthy for you, I guess it's time for us to hang up the radio show, put down our microphones, and end the show. You're not going to believe this story, Brian.
But
you guys,
we're not going to end the show.
No, we're not going to end the show, but this is amazing. Brian. I like to always use him as my guinea pig. Brian, did you know
that?
Well,
if you're going to talk about bacon, then I'm not the guinea pig, because after my bacon extravaganza this morning, you can't tell me anything about health and break
bacon. You're going to love this story. You inspired me this morning on your Facebook post with what you did. What the heck was that, by the way? You wrapped something in bacon. What was that?
It's a bacon-wrapped onion ring. Well, actually, it was probably three layers of onion. I got like a big, you know, Spanish onion and cut the center out of it.
What made you think of this?
I've done it before.
But
I was just I was in the mood. I was in the mood this morning, you know, to do something, because I didn't do anything dark side all week. You know, I didn't go eat any bad things. So, like, I had to have some dark side stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
well, according to this article, it wasn't. You were actually not being dark side. You were being very healthy. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always being healthy, whether I think it or not.
Well, listen,
or whether someone tells me or not.
This is fantastic news for all those who love bacon, and we all do, and especially me. Listen to this. I freaked out when I read this. Okay, here we go. Bacon. It's pork-powered protein. The protein found in bacon is extremely valuable to maintaining our energy levels and a fully functioning, healthy body with a minimum of those nasty waist, thigh, and butt-expanding, fat-building carbohydrates. Bacon has a blood-balancing bounty. Several universities and medical center studies have shown that including bacon as a regular, moderate part of one's diet naturally works to lower the body's blood pressure and blood sugar levels, helping to prevent and or alleviate the effects of diabetes, as well as heart disease, stroke, and heart attack. Flushing fat with flavorful, friendly flesh. While people have heard horror stories for years that bacon is full of harmful fat, and after all, if you are what you eat, who wants to be a pig, right? But the facts are completely the opposite, as bacon helps to fully satiate our appetite with high protein, low carb energy, helping the body lose weight, raise one's metabolism, and build leaner, stronger muscle. Bacon actually has less, listen to this, Lex actually has less total fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol than many popular cuts of beef and chicken. While some fish have less fat and cholesterol than bacon, bacon has far more protein power and does not contain toxins such as mercury. Bacon's brain building business. Bacon is chock full of very important nutrients called choline, which helps increase our intelligence, see why I'm so smart, and memory from conception to senior status, and has been shown in university studies to help fight off the debilitating effects of Alzheimer's disease, and other chronic mental impairment. Here you go. They can let you pig out on essential vitamins and minerals. Bacon, this is amazing. Bacon provides us with substantial amounts of the important necessary vitamins and minerals our bodies need to function healthfully. From bacon, we receive 65% of our recommended daily intake of thiamine, which is vitamin B1, as well as 47% of our niacin, vitamin B3, 38% of our vitamin B12, 36% of our zinc, 24% of our vitamin B6, 22% of our riboflavin, B2, 22% of our phosphorus, 10% of our pantothenate, how you say that, 10% of our magnesium, 9% of our iron, and the protein, the fat balance in bacon, is actually a 4-to-1, which is one of the highest protein to fat balances found in any meat, fish, or fowl found on Earth. Mood elevator. Bacon makes you feel happy, satisfied, blissful, which greatly reduces stress. Listen to this. Eating bacon reduces stress in our lives and effectively relieves the negative effects of frustration, self-deprivation, and sense of lack in one's existence. That's why all of our vegan friends are so unhappy. They're not eating bacon. Nitrates and nitrites is a non-issue. The fact is, while it's true that nitrates and nitrites are unhealthy for your body, what most pro-veggie chicken and fish nutritionists fail to tell you is that when you can easily avoid nitrates and nitrites by simply A, not burning your bacon or charring it, overcooking it, and B, baking your bacon in the oven. Some people also choose to avoid nitrates and nitrites by cooking their bacon in the microwave, but don't do that because that can't alter and cause a cancer-causing protein mutation. But if you bake your bacon at 400 degrees, 8 to 10 minutes per side, you will not have any nitrates or nitrites. Okay, and then last but not least, bacon power. This is pretty cool. Bacon power now expands to our vehicle industry. Yes, believe it or not, a company in the United Kingdom called, I like their name, TMI Foods. TMI Foods has already successfully found a way to use bacon, fat, and grease to manufacture powerful, low-emission, environmentally friendly, all-natural biodiesel fuel that can be used to efficiently and inexpensively run enough from motor vehicles to turbines and from the various engines of industry to illuminating and empowering generators. That's right. Pig power now also means power to the people. There's one other thing here, too. While we love bacon, bacon's heart loves your heart. While people over the years have mistakenly made jokes about bacon being a leading contributor to heart disease, actually there are in fact several studies that show that omega-3 fatty acids and choline found in bacon can actually protect the heart from developing detrimental problems as well as actually help heal such anomalies after they have occurred. So there you go, folks. And by the way, also, bacon tastes good. Because it tastes so amazingly awesome, we're a lot more willing to eat other things that taste icky, like Brussels sprouts, those kind of things. Did you put bacon on the taste better? So anyway, I guess we can hang up our show and call it a night because bacon is good for you.
And I'm, you know what?
Wow.
And I'm so glad then that I didn't wash that breakfast pan from the bacon onion ring thing with the eggs in it. And I fried my lunch sandwich in that same bacon grease.
Ah, there you go.
Didn't.
I mean, I'm so happy. First of all, I was saving the environment because I wasn't pouring, well, I never pour bacon grease down the drain anyway. But I was recycling and repurposing. So I'm just glad that, you know, I just decided not to touch that pan after breakfast.
See? And it was good for you, too.
Well, first of all,
so
I have to agree. It does make you happy because just think about it. When you think, let's have bacon this morning for breakfast, and you take out that package, you're so happy. You haven't even opened the package. You haven't even cooked it yet, and you're just really happy knowing you're going to have bacon. So it's mentally happy. I mean, it's amazing.
You should have seen it. Hey, Brian, I walked into the kitchen and I had the bacon cooking and she started jumping up and down and twirling in the kitchen. At first I thought it was me, but then I realized it was the bacon. it made her Sunday morning.
I do twirl. You have to tell people real quick. Tell them about the time you came in the morning and tell them a little story about what I did. when you came
I can't tell that on air.
Sure.
Yeah, this
could.
Is a family show.
It's a pretty funny thing. Go ahead. It's a cute thing. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
When you came into your home at 3:30 in the morning.
That you were jumping up and down?
What'd you see in the window? I was telling you, jumping up and down at 3:30 in the morning. Like, oh, my God.
They don't want to hear
now, wait
what
a
you
second.
Did. They don't want to hear what you did.
You don't have any neighbors that can see you, can you?
You see, I was trolling for the bacon. I don't do it for you. I want you to know that I actually do troll
yes.
for you at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, she was trolling for me at 3:30 in the morning.
I knew he was coming in about that time, and I said, I'm going to be here for him. And all of a sudden, I saw the headlights coming into the driveway, and I was jumping up and down and spinning all around in the window, and he was cracking up.
And I want to know why you were out till 3:30 in the morning.
Well, that's
he had a late flight.
No, I came back from California. And by the way, to all those vegan friends, you know, I don't know if I got vegan friends, but if there are vegans out there listening, I was at a turkey plant where they slaughter turkeys. Wah-ha-ha-ha. That's where I was this past week in California. And this is completely off the subject, but I just thought of it. I went to dinner at a place called Yosemite Ranch in Fresno, California. And the waitress told me, she says, oh, you have to have the special. I said, what do you recommend? She said, you have to have the specialty of the house, which is our special pork chops. And I'm thinking, well, I love pork chops, speaking of bacon. And I said, I'll take the pork chops. She said, you want the single or the double? I said, of course, double. So she brings me these pork chops. And, you know, it's the kind of pork chop that has that big bone attached to one side of it. And so I start eating it, and I pick it up by the bone, like Fred Flintstone, and I'm chewing on it, and they had cooked it with some kind of maple syrup type thing, and all the sugar had crystallized on the outside of the pork chop, and I swear to you, it was like eating a pork chop lollipop. It wasn't good. By the way, if you're listening, Yosemite Ranch, that specialty, you need to change it. Because it wasn't good. And actually, she talked us all into it. I think it was on special. They must have been trying to get rid of pork chops because everybody ordered it and none of us liked it. But I felt like I was eating a pork chop lollipop. But I guess the maple syrup crystallized and it had sugar crystals all over it. But very unique, to say the least. Anyway, I got off the subject of bacon. But, Brian, did you have anything you wanted to talk about tonight? Because I tend to rattle on and on here.
You sure did. You know, that's the longest you've ever talked. And usually, if Lori or I talk, you know, you're like, okay, you done yet? I'm bored.
Right, that's true.
But let me tell you, my seat, I mean, this is just riveting stuff. I mean, I'm so thrilled about the new discovery of bacon. And by the way, I also had pork for dinner. I made a pork roast.
Oh, good.
So more pork, more power to the pork. I just want to know. So was this the American Pork Society's article, or was this some other valid organization that wrote this article?
Don't ask that question. I have to.
That's
admit,
true. Where did the article come from?
I have to admit it was kind of biased. There was a pork industry guy who was writing that story.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
But you weren't supposed to ask
I know. I Well, look, I didn't want the show to end, so we have to create some controversy.
Yeah, he's some bacon guy, so I think he works for the industry. But
hey, I don't care. What he said goes in my book, and my day is complete now. My day is complete.
Hey, I'm sure my cousin Lizzie is twirling too right now with the bacon story.
Oh, please, your cousin. Well, we can have a show all about your cousin Liz.
I know.
we need to have her on sometime. Speaking of that, I think
please,
Liz, if you're listening,
in.
Hey Liz, call in. Because, oh, my God, yes. We know how much you love bacon. I think it's time for Liz to call in if you're out there listening.
I think it's time.
You're right, though. That could be a whole 45-minute show just all by itself.
Now, she is a true Jersey girl. You don't want to mess with Liz.
Well, today was dedicated to Liz. Let's bring Liz up. Maybe she'll have to call in because was it? Friday I made cioppino. You know, it was like a fish stew. And she sends me a message about You're killing me with this fish. You know I don't like fish and seafood and all. I got meat and potatoes. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get her. So,
well, she likes it, but she's allergic to it. That's really what it is.
Well,
she
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so last night I made the steak with the arugula, and I said something to her about how if you don't like arugula or asparagus, you're out of the family well. That's it. You know? And then I decided to just load her with the bacon today. So it was bacon everything.
Oh, my God. But that onion thing was so creative. Oh, my God. I cannot believe it. It was beautiful, that photo. Beautiful.
Now, Brian,
it's delicious, too.
I got some bad news for you. And by the way, we got people complaining that they can't hear our show. They keep getting bumped off the link for some reason. I got two people are complaining. Yes, I don't know. This happens every freaking week. Yeah, got people are saying they can't hear our show. So we're probably talking to nobody right now, which anyway, Brian, I got some bad news for you. Well, it's actually probably good news for you. But did you hear your story last week that you talked about with the arsenic and the wine is a hoax?
Oh,
well, I sent you another. I posted another article.
Oh, you did?
Well, I posted an article of a study from UC Davis. And you know, UC Davis is the mecca for wine in the United States. Anybody that studies enology in the United States goes to UC Davis. And I don't think that they're just trying to protect California. I trusted the study, but the study was like, it would be impossible for you to live long enough to be affected by the amount of arsenic that you would consume, you know, based on what was found in those wines. But I'm sure it was a hoax.
Yeah, according to this, it was based on funky science. Remember back in the day when I think George Bush told somebody they were using fuzzy math? Well, basically it's fuzzy math, the way they came up with the numbers that about the arsenic, and it turns out that it actually is within the standards that's been established by the state of California, and it's all based on bogus science. And there's a whole bunch of information here. I was trying to pull it up, but I can't get it. But basically, the lawsuit doesn't have a lot of credibility based on what I've seen now. That it actually says California wine ratings get an A++++ for very low arsenic levels, and this was found in 2014, that actual sushi, of all things, has more arsenic in it than wine because of the seaweed. There's more arsenic in seaweed than there is in wine. But it's basically, like I told you last week, it sounded like somebody was ticked off with it. I wondered if you had anything to do with it, because I know how you like to sell other wines other than California, but somebody was ticked off with the California wine industry, and I guess they filed a suit. You can file a suit for anything you'd like. But
that's the point. Well, you know, we love to just file lawsuits in this country and be greedy about whatever we can be greedy about.
I agree.
But how many times, more often than not, people sue companies or other people just because there's someone out there, you know, let's call them the ambulance chasing lawyer or this kind of lawyer or that kind of lawyer, that wants to represent you because they have to make some money. You know, I'm just totally over the lawsuit thing.
Well, the interesting part about the whole story, I think, is less about the bogus science and about the wine industry and who's at play here, but the fact that CBS News got kind of snookered by it and they took the story and ran with it. I mean, there truly was a lawsuit filed, but they didn't do their homework.
Yeah, I know. And my first source was CBS News. I mean, they reported, Fox News reported the CBS article. Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's, well, I'll say it's a hoax. There was a lawsuit, but the science that it's based on, there's been a lot of people writing about it this past week. And the real story is that California wine doesn't have an issue with arsenic as these folks had claimed, and their numbers were kind of fudged, but based on what I'm reading here. So now people are saying that CBS needs to retract their inaccurate reporting. So, and apologize to the California wine industry. I don't know if they have yet, but there you go. So what do we got here? We got, 15 more minutes. Did you have anything else you want to add, or is it Laurie's turn?
Well, I think it's Lori's turn. I may wind up adding as Lori speaks, but I think it's Lori's turn. She's been waiting patiently and quietly.
No, I'm enjoying you guys. I always do. I could just sit here and listen to you two go back and forth, but yes, I will speak. Here's my little article I found. Last time I think I was reading some things I didn't get to finish. So a few more interesting facts, and this one I was really surprised at. I would never guess it, but did you realize that almost half of all Americans actually cook dinner at least 6 nights per week? I would never guess
that
in today's. I do too.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah, I do as well. And, you know, I love to cook. I'm not one of these people that's just going to go out to eat because it's convenient, but I can't cook 6 nights a week.
Well, and then if you have a family and, like, you know, I mean, look, I don't have kids, but I have brothers and sisters who have kids and stuff, and they're always running somewhere at night. They have sports at night. They have bands. My niece plays in, you know, some kind of jazz band. So I don't understand how Americans could have their family eat together 6 nights a week, almost half of Americans. And to me, it seems like almost just the opposite. Everybody's going out today. Everything is, you know, out to dinner and fast food. And I don't know. I just, like I said, I found it very hard to believe. So, but that's what they say. It says a survey conducted by CBS News have found 43% of Americans cook dinner 6 to 7 nights.
Wait. Who do you say is reporting this?
Oh, boy. That's why I laughed. I said CBS News, the ones who reported the other story.
There you go. There you go.
Boy, they're really screwing up lately, aren't they?
I don't know. It says mostly older Americans.
I knew there was a reason I never watched CBS.
Oh, boy. Mostly older Americans do this, but a good amount of the young people, 23%, also do this. 6 to 7 nights a week, they stay home and cook.
Surprising.
It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
To eat.
I think CBS needs to retract that story, too.
What do we mean next week?
Where did they get these statistics from? It's like, you know how, like, with the Nielsen ratings and all that stuff, and the people that have the Nielsen boxes, you know, in their homes, how do they get these stupid statistics? I mean, where do they get this stuff from?
I don't know.
Seven nights a week, families are staying home and cooking.
Yeah, they stood outside. They stood outside of one Walmart in an area where people tend to stay home at night, and questioned every shopper that had like 20 bags of groceries in their cart. Oh, so how many times do you cook a week?
Like we say all the time, don't trust any information you get from this show, whether it be about GMOs, whether it be about bacon, or whether it be about eating at home or eating out. Just don't. You know, this is strictly for entertainment purposes only.
We're entertaining you. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're being very informative. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like I said, the next week we'll be saying it was a hoax. Turkey, fish, and cheese have the highest protein to calorie ratio.
Say that again.
Well, we know. Well, turkey, fish, and cheese have the highest protein to calorie ratio.
Not according to that article I read about bacon.
Right, they left out the bacon part. We know turkey and fish are packed with protein. Hey, look, we've had fish, you know, for the Lent last night, but the night before, tonight, we've been eating fish, and we're very full. We stay full when we eat the fish stuff.
Yeah, it does. It does fill you up.
Right? It fills you up.
Yeah.
It said it found it surprising that cheese contains just as much protein per calorie. We had that too tonight for our little picky pick, for our wine.
Oh, yeah.
And for every...
Interrupt you there for a second. Brian, Laurie did not like our discussion about cutting the cheese last week.
Wait a second. We never mentioned any word that she does not like. We merely talked about a piece of cheese and slicing it.
Yeah, where do you get
any other reference?
Go ahead, Laurie.
La 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 la. I don't want to hear it. La la la. For every 4.7 calories, you'll get 1 gram of protein. The cheeses with the most protein are the low-fat mozzarella and cottage cheese, according to the HealthyLiciousness.com. Have you ever heard of that one? They have a HealthyLiciousness.com.
Tell that. Yeah.
Gee, that sounds like a website with a hoax. HealthyLicious.
HealthyLicious.
It
kind of sounds like a vegan stripper. That would be her name, HealthyLicious. Okay. Okay, Laurie, where else are we going with this story?
Oh, my God. It's just little like snippets. 1/3 of Americans don't drink alcohol. Okay.
Oh, here we
according
go.
To the Gallup, according to the Gallup poll, now this one I take more serious, I'm sure Brian would. According to the Gallup poll, 67% of Americans drink alcohol, that I believe. And in the 1970s, 71% reported drinking alcohol. Though a lot of citizens do engage in occasional drinks or two, it's surprising that only 1/3 never does.
So you
and
mean
it's
the
a
number
shame
actually
that
dropped?
One-third.
The number dropped since the 1970s? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That surprises
me. Because it was
57%
now,
but
in the 70s, 71% reported drinking.
I would have thought in the 70s people were more religious and more Bible-thumping, and there would have been less drinking.
No, we partied. I grew up in the 70s. I mean, not me personally, but, I mean, think of everybody who was like, well, you know, people know now it's more, you know, but they know more for you. Okay, you're drinking water, you know, water and lemon. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, they're drinking teas and, you know, healthy drinks. So I think this, you know, a little more. I can see it coming down a little bit now. But not
I just
want to
say, I just want to say that for that 30% or a third or whatever it is, it's a shame that those people are actually seeing what the world is really about, because it's so much better when you drink.
It is.
Oh,
this show is so much better now that we do it on Sunday nights when we can drink it. You notice? We seem to laugh a lot more.
Hey,
but here I actually thought you were laughing at my joke.
Hey, by the way, just on a side note, if you had bought Denny's restaurant stock 6 years ago, it was less than $1, and today it's $11.50.
Wow.
I thought I'd throw that in.
Wow. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Happy note. Here. Average calories consumed at a buffet is 2,500. Yes.
That's
all? At a Chinese buffet, average to 3,000. This is why it's best just to avoid buffets altogether. Unlimited amounts of food are never a good thing. Yep. So Chinese buffets are 3,000. And average calories consumed at a buffet are 2,500. Yeah, I would have thought it was more too, though. I have to agree. That doesn't seem as high.
Didn't you tell us like a few weeks ago that like a chocolate shake had something like 1,700 or 1,800 calories?
Yes, I did. That was part of this. It was all like, you know, did you know?
Huh.
Yes. Yep.
So we're better.
Do you know
off
only 5%
eat,
of people
cake.
Are vegans?
Well,
did you know that? Only 5% of people are vegans.
Oh, my God.
According to the Vegetarian Times.
I think
Times,
I know every one of them, too. They always call me names.
3% of American adults are vegetarians, but only 0.5% follow the strict vegan diet. Now, Brian, I think you mentioned that. We talked about this not that long ago about that. Like you said, even you at one time, you know, people go, they're vegetarian, and then eventually they tend to go back. They don't stay, you know, they don't stay vegans or vegetarians. They tend to, you know.
Well, I mean, I was for a little while, and I went back. I wasn't vegan, but,
right.
But you know, I was vegetarian, and then I realized, I mean, you know, your first trip to Europe, and how are you supposed to actually enjoy you know, have, or I should say, how you're supposed to, you know, have a real culinary experience.
It's true.
When you're restricting
it's true.
Yourself.
The food industry would be very difficult.
Do you guys remember? You remember the guy who was a vegan on our show who became vegan because he ran over?
Yeah, because he ran over
a
duck. Had a duck or something. Yeah.
Oh, there was it was a singer, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I still one of my favorite stories. I always ask people, why did they become vegan? Is it because of the health reasons or because of an animal welfare issue? And that guy, because he was 16 years old and ran over a family of ducks, he became a vegan. I tell that story, by the way. If he's listening, I tell that story all the time.
He was so cute.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know what? Look, things like that can affect you. And I've never run over an animal, but I probably would be traumatized by it, and it probably would affect me in a way that, you know, it would change the way I think about things. I don't know if I would become a vegan, but
it's very difficult because vegans, they don't eat meat, dairy products, they avoid the sugars. I think it would be very difficult. I don't know.
Difficult.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Well,
also, did you know?
What?
Yeah. Americans consume the most ice cream in the world.
Hmm. More than there are more Americans than there are anywhere else in the world, probably, which
probably.
Is why.
Well, guess what, guys? We got 3 minutes. Can you believe it? We shot through another. Show 45 minutes.
Another 45 minutes. Shot to hell.
Question.
Well, let me just finish reading. I have to finish reading one little part. Okay.
All right.
Yes, that's right. According to Wikipedia, we consume 13 liters of ice cream each per year, and most of this is consumed at night between 9 and 11 p.m. Are you a nightly ice cream eater?
Depends on how much
you go to
bed.
We do not wake up and eat. We just don't wake up and eat. I've never done that.
When I was in my 20s and I was like out playing gigs and going out and drinking and then coming home, I consumed a lot of things that I could get my hands on that were munchies, and ice cream was a big part of that. So I would say I'd be part of that statistic of eating late at night.
We eat it late at night. When I go to bed, I go to bed. I'm tired. I don't want to get up and eat.
And the obvious question that no one, I thought you were going to ask me right off the bat, Brian. Did you see the title of tonight's show?
Oh, yeah, and I said, I don't know. I don't have a clue what he's talking about.
Well, neither do I, but I thought it was hilarious. It was a play on words, shake cattle.
I know it was a play on words. I got that, but I expected something to come out of that for the show.
And we actually do talk about all those things on our show. So we talked about milkshakes. We sort of briefly kind of touched on beef, I guess. And we didn't talk about pizza rolls, but I am now. So anyway, shakes, cattle, and pizza roll. We're almost out of time.
Yeah.
So welcome again, everybody. Thank you. Not welcome. Thank you again, everyone, for listening to our show.
You're welcome.
Too much wine. Welcome. And we're here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. We don't do the Saturday show anymore because an hour and a half is just too long for old people. And we got other things better to do. Yeah, so come and join us every Sunday at 8 p.m. Brian, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. And
always.
We didn't do some dark side stuff next week, so we can talk about that. And Laurie, be happy.
But I did. This morning was dark.
Oh, get out of here. All right, we got to go. Everyone, have a nice one. We will see you next Sunday. And tune in, same place, same time. We'll see you then.
Cheers.
That's all, folks.